As I approach my 66th trip around the sun, one of the things I always remember as a kid is going to the Goshen Fair, at the Goshen Fairgrounds, of course in Goshen, Connecticut. And the great thing about being 65 and going on 66 is that the memories are not only from I used to go with my brothers and sisters, but then bringing my own family to that, and then seeing my family members bring their own family to the Goshen Fair. And this year, it's the 106th Goshen Fair, and we're welcoming the president of the Goshen Agricultural Society, Scott Freer, with us. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Miles. How are you?
Good. You know, it's a no truer fact can be spoken. I think we're lucky around here. We have the Goshen Fair on Labor Day weekend. We also have the Dutchess County Fair. We have a lot of agricultural fairs that put agriculture first and also entertainment there as well. But the tradition of families going over and over and over to these fairs is pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. I remember growing up as I was a kid coming to the fair, and as I say, as you said, watching your kids and their families continue the tradition.
And also what I love about the Goshen Fairgrounds is that even though it's expanded and the fairgrounds have been upgraded over the years with things, you really have kept agriculture and that part of it as a real mainstay of the fair.
That's correct. We've tried to make some nice improvements over the years by adding some lighting on there and extra buildings, newer buildings, bring everything up to date. But as far as the agricultural aspect, we like to keep the fields green and the barns full of animals.
And of course, the Goshen Fairgrounds is what you have with the Goshen Agricultural Society. For some people, I'm not sure that they realize that you put on events there basically year-round.
Yes, we do run out the facilities. We do run out for a lot of nonprofit organizations. We have the Wine Fest, of course, was held earlier this year, and a 4-H fair was just completed last year. And we try to keep the fields filled up every weekend.
All right, so now let's talk a little bit about the fair on Labor Day weekend, the admission for families, and the hours, first of all.
Okay, it is Saturday, September 1st, September 2nd, and September 3rd, which, of course, is Labor Day weekend. Admission for the fairgrounds is $10 for adults. Senior citizens 65 and over are $5 on Saturday. Children under 12 are free, and we do offer free parking.
All right. Now, I'm looking at your website. By the way, folks, if you want more information, goshenfair.org. Goshenfair.org. But here's what I'm talking about. How many times can you take your family and see something like a 2,000-pound draft oxen pulling class contest and really get exposed to something that really is a little different?
This is true. We do offer a lot of entertainment for young and old. Every day we have something different. We have a live entertainment with some very local popular bands, and we do offer the frozen T-shirt contest, which is on Saturday, and also Sunday we have the the pie eating contest, which is a favorite among some of the younger folks.
You know, it really is pretty cool, and of course, if you look back, you've got something that also is great is your Outlaw Truck Pull, which is also on Saturday.
Yes, that is a very popular event, and it makes a lot of noise, and there's a lot of smoke, and there's always a lot of action going down in the pulling ring.
Now, you know, I'm not sure I like this one, but there's a sugar-free baking contest as well. I mean, I like my sugar there, you know.
there's always something cooking at the fair, and who knows whether it's sweet or not sweet.
I know. It really is pretty amazing. Now, do you have any discount coupons or anything like that?
We do. I'm not particular on the discount coupons, but we do offer on Mondays discounted for veterans.
All right, there you go at the Goshen Fairgrounds. So there you go for that. And let's talk a little bit about the fair itself. How long do you work in putting it together, and how many of you folks in the Agricultural Society actually get together and work on this?
Our board of directors consists of 12 individuals. Year-round, we meet once a month for the fairgrounds for our meetings, and we start basically planning for the following fair in September of this year. We'll start for next year's fair, and it's a year-long planning event.
Now, on top of the, you talked about the frozen T-shirt contest. You've got, on the other end of that, you've got a hay bale toss contest on Saturday as well.
Yes, on Saturday at 4:30, we do have the hay bale contest, and that could get pretty entertaining.
Now, this is something that seems to be up my alley on Sunday, the pie-eating contest, which is in the entertainment area.
Correct. that's an old-time entertainment that's been around for years at a lot of fairs, and we just like to bring it back for nostalgia purposes, and it's pretty funny to watch.
Now, you've got a skillet throwing contest. Are these the cast iron skillets?
Those are the old time cast iron skillets.
And I understand that Mitchell Vovo is the one donated the skillets.
Correct.
Apple fritter eating contest. I mean, this sounds this stuff sounds right up my alley.
And some of these people won't go home hungry. That's for sure.
I'll tell you, it really is. I think what I give credit to the Goshen Agricultural Society is for this fair. If you hear what we've just been talking about, everything is really family oriented, and the contests and everything basically are there. Anybody can participate in them. It really is a throwback to a days gone by where you don't see that much anymore.
This is true. If anybody's interested in signing up for some of these events, we just encourage them to get there early and get your name on the list.
And once again, like I say to people, if you want all the information, and it's very easy to get to, is on the web at goshenfair.org. And there you can go to, you can see the premium book, you get the grounds map, admission, every bit of information that you need to be prepared for there. Is there. Well, once again, Labor Day weekend is not that far off. So once again, Scott, congratulations, a great job, and good luck with the 106th edition of the Goshen Fair this Labor Day weekend.
Great. Sounds good. Hope to see everybody there, and we hope the weather turns out nice.